A B&B creative production. Left on Dead. The Break.
Well, good morning, Kicker.
Morning, nurse. Do you have to keep calling me that?
Well, it's true, right? You managed to kick death's rear end, and I've seen the way you kick your legs when you sleep. By the way, did you get any sleep last night?
Oh, yeah. Between all the nurses in and out, I'd say I got a solid 30 minutes.
Well, that's good. Looks like you're discharging today. Hopefully, you can get some good rest at home.
I sure hope so.
Say, are you going to be more careful driving once you leave here? No more texting and driving. As much as I've enjoyed being your nurse, I would prefer not to see you like this again.
I'll do my best. And I wasn't texting. I was looking for the newest episode of True Crime Cast. You ever heard of it?
No, but I do love a good mystery.
Oh, yeah. Well, what would you think about a nice dinner at my place to talk more about some of those mysteries?
Kicker, what have I told you? You know I can't date my patients.
Well, in about 2 hours, I won't be your patient, which means by 6 tonight, we could be eating steak, talking about our favorite episodes of The Office, or Cheers over at my place.
You know what? You're right. You'll no longer be my patient in a couple of hours, and I do love a good fillet and conversation.
Yeah, now you won't have to check my blood pressure during dinner. So, it's a date?
It's a date, Kicker.
Awesome. See you tonight. Come over around 6. My address is 712...
Cardinal Drive.
How'd you know that, weirdo?
Sorry, I saw your file. I did my homework on you, Kicker.
Well, you're really going to be doing your homework tonight. It's so cool that nurses still do house calls.
Nope. Remember, in a couple of hours, you're no longer my patient.
Yep, my bad. Code of ethics will be followed.
When I'm off the clock, I leave my ethics in my locker. Oh no, Kicker. Looks like something happened. Your heart started racing a little. Want me to call the doctor?
No, it's okay. Just got a little excited for tonight. You know, the steak and all.
Oh, yeah. Of course. The steak. Should I still wear scrubs?
Yeah, but maybe leave the heart monitor here.
Well, Nick, looks like we're working on a discharge. How are you feeling? Looks like you may be nervous about leaving. You seem to have an elevated heart rate.
Yeah, I'm good. Nothing a little rest and a steak dinner can't fix.
Fair enough. I'm going to discharge you with a prescription of naproxen for pain. It's not the strongest stuff out there, but it'll help a little bit. Also, I'm going to give you some steroids for the inflammation. Your cuts are looking better, so we will hold off on an antibiotic for now, but we will set you up with a follow-up appointment in my clinic in about a week. If things are not looking much better by then, we can reevaluate. Until then, feel free to call my nurses if you need anything at all.
I can follow up with you in a few days to make sure you're on the mend.
You have a great nurse in this one, Doc. I bet she's even willing to do a house call every now and then to check up on your patients.
Got to make sure you're getting the care you need, Nick.
Well, Nick, looks like you're all set. I'll submit these orders. Once they all go through, we will finish up your discharge paperwork and get you out of here. Listen, drive safe. Folks out there these days have too many distractions while driving. It's a madhouse out there.
That's the plan. Thanks, Doc.
I'll get started on filling your orders, Doctor.
See you in a week, Nick. Don't hesitate to call if you need anything.
Thanks, Doc. Will do.
All right, Kicker. Let me work on getting your meds and discharge papers submitted. Got to get you out of here by 6. I'll swing by your house tonight and make sure my favorite patient is feeling much better.
Hey, remember tonight, I am not your patient. And make sure you swing by your locker on the way out. Got to be sure to drop those ethics off before heading to my place.
I'll see you tonight, Kicker. By the way, I like my steak medium rare.
Hey, Ted.
What's up, man? You seem stressed out. You nervous about your date?
Nah, man. I hadn't heard from Apollo the entire time I was in the hospital, and then as soon as I get out, he freaking texts me again. I thought I was done with this, man.
Dude, this is crazy. Enough is enough. You have to go to the police. Dude, your car was blown up. Thank God you weren't in it. You almost got beat to death and spent nearly a week in the hospital. The dude has eyes on you, right? And why? You have to go to the police. Heck, who knows? Next time you may not make it out alive.
You're right. I got to get away from this.
Your friend is trying to get you killed, Nick. You want to see me face to face? Meet me at 4 o'clock sharp at 226 Robin Street. No police. Just you and me.
Fine. Tonight, we put a stop to all of this.
And you really think it's a good idea?
I'll take care of this tonight. Enough is enough. I'll have this behind me and still be on time for my date with Cindy.
All right, I'll be close by. Heck, I would go with you, but I don't want to spook this guy away. Call me, and I'll be there as fast as I can if you need me, dude.
Robin Street. Here it is. Always wondered what's up here on this hill. 226. There it is. There's a car there. Someone's inside waiting for me. Here goes nothing. Hello? Show yourself. Come out and let's handle this like men. What the? Cindy?
This has been a B&B Creative Production. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.